Here's a first Java program. As simple as it looks, there's an awful lot going on there, an awful lot that needs to be understood. That's just the way it is. Since Java requires a class to exist in any program, we have to have that scaffolding of a class and the things which naturally go inside of a class. The name of this file is hello.java. You can see the comment there. The double slash is a comment, and that comment ends at the end of the line. The name of the class is also hello, and that is not a coincidence. A file can have at most one public class. You can have other classes, but only one can be public. That's kind of the key class in that file, and it sort of identifies that file's reason for being. And you don't have to have a public class in every file, but it's pretty common. And the name of the file and the name of the class must be identical, including case. So it's got to be a capital H in both your file name and in the class name. Otherwise, they don't match, and you'll get a compile error. The reason for that is, again, I hinted that there is a very nice way that Java gives you to organize your programs, but you must follow the conventions for things to work. And that's one of the conventions. A public class must have the same name as the file, even down to its case. Well, this is a very simple program, but there's a lot of stuff there that you're probably wondering why it needs to be there. This class only has a single function. It's named main, and its whole job is to print out hello world. But notice that I declare main to be public static void. It's public, meaning that it's accessible. It's not a private function. It can be called from anywhere. Static means that this function is a freestanding function. It does not require any particular object to be executed with. It can be just called all by itself. Void is its return type. It returns nothing. And it takes an argument, which is an array of strings. This just has to be the way that you define main whenever you do. The only statement inside my main function is a print statement. System is a class. Out is a particular object of the system class, which gives you output capabilities, and it's hooked to standard output. And printline is a function inside of the system class. And so this is going to use the printline function, invoking it on the out object, and it passes it the string hello world, and that is what is printed. Well, that seems like an awful lot to have to do and understand just to print out two little words. But again, remember, in Java, everything must be in a class. Now let's take a look at how I built the program, which is in the text at the bottom of the half of the slide. First thing I do is I call Java C. That's the Java compile command. And I have to say hello.java. And again, if for some reason that typing of hello does not match exactly what's inside the file for the class definition, you'll get an error. Once that's compiled, it generates a special file called a class file, and I'll illustrate that in the next slide. And it is that class file that is being executed by the next command. The Java command invokes what we call the Java virtual machine. That is a running program. That is the process that executes all other Java programs. And it works. It prints out hello world, and that's the end of that.